This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, it's a warm and sunny day across Israel. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv is experiencing pleasant weather with a gentle breeze. Eilat is basking in clear skies, making it perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended an extra day. Progress remains slow on a deal concerning IDF withdrawal. Also, I-24 News confirms that these negotiations will continue in Washington on Thursday morning. A State Department official says discussions are ongoing. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Eilat residents and tourists are on edge after a warning from Shin Bet. The alert suggested a potential attack similar to the one on October 7th. Separately, Forward highlights a growing rift between Prime Minister Netanyahu and former U.S. President Trump. Their alliance seems to be reaching a breaking point. And finally, JNS reports that under pressure from Trump, the Senate has backtracked on a vote related to Iran war powers. The resolution aimed to remove U.S. forces from the conflict. From Ynet Global, they discuss leadership lessons from the Torah portion of Balak. They argue that true influence comes from trust and strong institutions, not constant presence. Middle East 24 reports a crackdown by Hamas in Gaza. They claim hospitals have become centers for interrogation and that protests are being suppressed brutally. Al Arabiya English shares insights from former Israeli peace negotiator Gidi Greinstein. He believes Iran has turned military setbacks into diplomatic wins, complicating Netanyahu's strategies. Starting with the ongoing Israel-Lebanon talks, the Times of Israel reports that negotiations have been extended to facilitate a potential agreement on IDF withdrawal. Despite frustrations, both sides show commitment to finding a resolution. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to the Shin Bet warning in Eilat, Ynet highlights heightened alert among residents and tourists due to fears of an attack. Authorities assure they are taking necessary precautions. This alert serves as a reminder of the region's ongoing security challenges. Meanwhile, Forward covers the strained relationship between Netanyahu and Trump. Tensions have escalated as U.S. political dynamics shift. This could alter future diplomatic engagements between Israel and the U.S. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC discusses the challenges Israel faces in AI development. The focus shifts from building autonomous weapons to ensuring these systems are trustworthy. Separately, Israel Hayom Business lists stocks that market experts are buying amid volatility. Institutional investors are seizing opportunities despite market fluctuations. And finally, Walla Business reports on a court discussion regarding business operations in Ramat HaSharon. The debate centers on whether to enforce a bylaw closing shops on Shabbat. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.